This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The biggest driver of subscribers for HBO Max was not exclusive premieres of blockbuster films like Godzilla vs. Kong or Justice League. Instead, it was a comedy that hasn't aired a new episode in 17 years. Friends the Reunion was responsible for the largest single-day signups for HBO Max this year. Yep, makes me want to sing Smelly Cat. Phew! Nick Cannon is a dad, again. The Masked Singer host now has children with three different baby mamas, with another one on the way. Cannon is father to son Golden and daughter Powerful Queen with Brittany Bell, twins Moroccan and Monroe with Mariah Carey, and now twins Zion and Zillion with Abby De La Rosa. Somebody do something before he makes more. Rapper Polo G was arrested after attacking police officers in Miami following an album release party. The recording artist was charged with battery on a police officer, resisting arrest with violence, criminal mischief, and two other counts. The 22-year-old got into a struggle with cops when he was pulled over following a bash to celebrate the drop of his album, Hall of Fame. You mean Hall of Shame? Black-owned company My Channel claims Kanye West stole the company's technology to sell his Sunday service merchandise. They've been trying to get him into court for an in-person deposition, but because of COVID-19, he was allowed to appear by video. Kanye repeatedly called their attorney boy, refused to answer any questions, and wore a Jesus mask. Of course he did. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are shacking up in an Airbnb rental costing $30,000 per month in LA's Sherman Oaks neighborhood. The couple, who've been dating since last summer, have been staying in a five-bedroom, five-bathroom home spanning over 5,300 square feet. I wonder if they're using all five bedrooms, if you catch my drift. Sheesh! Rap icon Dr. Dre and music industry mogul Jimmy Iovine hated school, but they're behind a new public high school project in LA. The two said they would spend whatever is necessary to make the school successful and a place that will motivate LA students to be critical thinkers, entrepreneurs, and innovators. The school will target low-income families. Free Beats headphones too? Caitlyn Jenner's bid for California governor doesn't sit well with late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, who lampooned the gubernatorial candidate after her appearance on daytime talk show The View. Referring to her as Caitlyn Jenner Kardashian, Kimmel joked that she, quote, has a better chance of being the next Batman than she does governor of California, unquote. Let's hope so. Tupac Shakur would have turned 50 and continues to influence hip-hop to this day, to the point where he remains an inspiring figure for young rappers. A poetic and imposing figure who, prior to his death at 25, recorded and released four studio albums, including the classics Me Against the World and All Eyes on Me. Happy 50th birthday, Tupac. Production on NBC's upcoming competition show, Ultimate Slip and Slide, was halted after more than three dozen crew members were sickened by an outbreak of awful explosive diarrhea. The sickening conditions left people collapsing on set and being forced to run into porta potties. Boy, the shit really hit the fan on that set. Sorry.
Idiot of the Week!
Chrissy Teigen returned to Instagram to apologize for her past cyberbullying of Courtney Stodden. Teigen posted, quote, "A bunch of my old awful tweets resurfaced. I'm truly ashamed of them. As I look at them and understand the hurt they caused, I have to stop and wonder, how could I have done that?" Unquote. Because you're an idiot? Peloton and celebrity yoga instructor Kristen McGee has filed for divorce from her investment banker husband. McGee, whose website touts famous clients including Amelia Clark, Tina Fey, and Bethany Frankel, filed for divorce from Timothy O'Shea. McGee met O'Shea in 2007 after a Pilates client set them up. Her next workout will be in court. Kanye West pursued his new flame, Irina Shayk, earlier this year, months before they were photographed together. A source said, quote, Kanye and Irina met up in the beginning of spring and had been in touch since, but they didn't start regularly seeing each other until a few weeks ago, unquote. The couple just returned from France where they spread their legs. I mean some pâté. Porn star Dakota Sky was discovered dead in her L.A. motorhome by her husband just weeks after facing backlash online over posing topless at a George Floyd mural. She was 27. The photo showed the blonde bombshell flashing the camera at the Santa Barbara mural of George Floyd, who was killed by police last year. The cause of death hasn't been confirmed. Lindsay Lohan is back! Yep, at the height of her fame in the aughts, there wasn't a day that the former child star wasn't making headlines. But after years out of the spotlight, Lohan, now 34, will make her return to acting next year in a Netflix holiday rom-com. Lohan has been living in Dubai with her longtime banker boyfriend. You've been warned. The Trash Bin. TLC's hit reality series, Smothered, is squirmy good TV. The show follows several pairs of mothers and daughters with outrageously close bonds. Take Amy, 44, and Karina, 23. They share clothing, a bed, and undergarments. Amy said, quote, we share everything. We even take showers together, unquote. Ugh.
The news wrap-up.
President Biden has reversed Donald Trump's ban on TikTok. Airbnb and Vrbo are teaming up to shut down repeat party house offenders. An unidentified bidder has spent $28 million in an auction to join Jeff Bezos' forthcoming flight into space on July 20th. Amazon unveiled its new warehouse robots, Bert and Ernie.
Sunny day, sleeping off.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Quiet Place 2 holds on to the number one spot.
The number one album.
Polo G's Hall of Shame enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's still PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
It's The President's Daughter by Bill Clinton and James Patterson.
Fresh from winning the Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album and two Brit Awards for British Album of the Year and Female Solo Artist, Dua Lipa's future nostalgia shows no signs of losing steam. Released in March of last year, just as the world was shutting down, people, deprived of going to bars and clubs, drowned their sorrows in food and cocktail Zoom parties. Throughout the pandemic, music fans discovered the Dua Lipa album with its joyous themes and throwback disco beats and have kept it on top or near the top of the charts for over a year. She currently has the number one single in the U.S., Levitating, and a sixth single from the album has dropped, which we love. Here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Love Again.
I never thought that I would find a way out. Never thought I hear my heartbeat so loud. I can't believe there's something left in my chest anymore. But goddamn, you got me in love again. I used to think that I was made out of stone. I used to spend so many nights on my own. I never knew I had it in me to dance anymore. But goddamn, you got me in love.
album Future Nostalgia, that was Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Love Again. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.